The way we develop the art of thinking, which is essentially calculus, is this. The universe as it comes in nature, the physical universe, is something like a Rorschach blot. It's all wiggles. We who live in cities are not really used to this because we build everything in straight lines and rectangles and so on. Wherever you see this sort of thing, you know human beings have been around because they're always trying to straighten things out. But nature itself is clouds, is water, is the outlines of continents, is mountains, is biological existences, and all of them wiggle. And wiggly things are to human consciousness a little bit of a nuisance. Because we want to figure it out. And it is as if, therefore, some ancient fisherman one day held up his net and looked at the world through the net. And he said, "My, just think of that. There I can see the view, and it's one, and that peak of that mountain is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 holes across. And the base is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 holes down. Now I've got its number. See? And so the lines of latitude and longitude, the lines of celestial and terrestrial latitude and longitude, the whole idea of a matrix, of a looking at things through graph paper painted on, printed on cellophane, is the basic idea of measurement. This is the way we calculate. We break down the wiggliness of the world into comprehensible, countable, geometrical units, and thereby figure it and construct it in those terms. And this is so successful, up to a point, that we can, of course, come to imagine that this is the way the physical world really is. Discrete, discontinuous, full of points. In fact, a mechanism. But I want to just put into your mind the notion that this may be the prejudice of a certain personality type.